and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we were down at Daniel Island earlier this year to cover the Credit One Charleston Open Women's Professional Tennis Tournament, we were intrigued by an ice cream cart we saw that was selling what appeared to be fried chicken. Of course, it was actually ice cream, but in the shape of pieces of fried chicken. Upon further investigation, we discovered that the owner of this business is a 6-time James Beard Foundation Award semifinalist for Outstanding Pastry Chef, and now she's an entrepreneur. Cynthia Wong is founder of Life Raft Treats, and she joins us by phone now from her company in Charleston, South Carolina. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Now, give us the backstory on how all of this got started with you and fried chicken-shaped ice cream.
Well, I was a pastry chef for many years, and I loved the work, but a lot of the things surrounding the work didn't really fit into my life anymore. I had moved to Charleston, and our boys were quite small at the time. I think they were about 2 and 4 years old, and I was just working all the time. And I just realized that it was not really the kind of life that suited me anymore. I feel like I kind of aged out of the industry, and just restaurants, I just couldn't really deal with, a lot of the things in the restaurant industry anymore. And I just knew I had to get a way out of it. And I was, as the mother of 2 small children working all the time, was on the couch halfway asleep and thought, it'd be really funny if I made an ice cream bar that looked like a drumstick. With like a kind of riffing on the theme of the ice cream drumstick, that classic product, but really made it look like a drumstick. Wouldn't that be funny? Ha ha ha. And kind of fell asleep and had this nap and then got up the next day and went to work and said to my team, wouldn't it be really funny if we made ice cream look like fried chicken? And they said, are you okay? Or do you need a break from work? What? And we just kind of made it happen, and it was really fun and really funny. So that's kind of the initial little way it got started.
Okay, and so you became an entrepreneur then. Did you find that time did get better for you to manage being your own boss?
It did, and the fact that we're making frozen product is a big part of it. But even the entrepreneur life, which is very, very, very hard and definitely a 24/7 kind of job, it's still easier than being a chef in a restaurant.
All right, well, walk us through then how you ended up turning this into an actual business. What was the first step?
Well, the first step is one of my best friends had a little ice cream cart, and I borrowed that from her until she realized she didn't really need it anymore, and she sold it to us. And then we found an old used mail truck, a postal truck, and had it converted into a full-on ice cream truck, and just kind of started that way. And we did a lot of research. We talked to our design team, Office of Brothers in Atlanta, and they found the producer overseas to create this packaging for us. And I had originally wanted a shop, but, Charleston real estate's really, really tough. It's very expensive. So the growth towards packaging just happened kind of naturally, and we just went with it.
And so you have your own factory there in Charleston, or do you contract this out?
We do. We have our own factory in North Charleston, and it used to be Palo Gelato. That used to be his showroom and small-scale recipe testing sort of like kind of laboratory. And we took it over, and there was very little we had to do to kind of fit it to our needs. And so it was borderline turnkey, and it was just a wild and fantastic just series of events and luck that we found him and he found us, and everything worked out.
And so what is your sales and marketing plan now?
We are shipping directly to the consumer through Gold Belly. We ship through grocery orders through Fresh Direct in the Northeast, and we distribute throughout the Southeast, and we have just gotten into Texas, Illinois, and the D.C. area, and we're hoping to expand into Southern California by the end of the year.
And what's been your biggest challenge now in this conversion to being an ice cream entrepreneur from being a pastry chef?
Just the scale, it gets a little overwhelming at times because we're at a volume now where we really need to find more financing and fund another larger scale build out for more efficient packaging, larger freezers. Just the capacity has kind of caught us a little bit. Like, we are making as much as we can, and it's still not really enough to meet demand, which is an extremely fortunate thing for us. And I feel very, very fortunate to be able to say that.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us.
Thank you, Mike. It was great talking to you.
Cynthia Wong is founder of Life Raft Treats. She spoke to us by phone from her company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.